I hope you
Anyways,
do.
Anyways, like I said, Don is hanging out with us today.
Yes, sir.
You know, we like to call this the campsite, you know.
Yeah.
We're all, like I said, we original campers, posted up at the campsite on the sneak disc.
All day.
So, today, we're talking actual sneaker companies. We're talking Nike. We're talking Adidas. We're talking Under Armour. And I guess we're going to talk Jordan Brand. Although Jordan Brand doesn't have the amount of sponsorships and endorsements of athletes as the other brands we're talking about. We're talking about where these brands are actually going, signature models, the athletes that they currently have. Are they actually worth the time and could carry a Nike segment at all? So, just to start it off, obviously we have Nike. I think Nike is going to be making the uniforms for the NBA 2016-2017. That true?
Yep.
Okay. So, we got, obviously, for Nike, you have your LeBron James, your Kyrie Irvings, your Kevin Durants. And this list that we're saying right now is nothing but athletes that we consider, like, the most notable. So we have, like, Dirk Nowitzki, Anthony Davis, Chris Bosh, Paul George, Draymond Green. And you got your ladies, your Diana Taurasi, and you got your Skylar Diggins. And then with your Adidas, you have, what you about to say? Nothing. What you about to say?
Nothing.
Tell it.
You said the magic words.
Which one?
That's all right.
What, Skylar Diggins?
That's what I said. Which one? I'm like, Skylar Diggins. Let's say that.
I got in trouble by my wife with that.
So did I.
Say that one more time.
You know what's funny? I didn't get in trouble. It's just my wife is pregnant right now. So those emotions, she wouldn't care. But hearing your husband get on on something, talking about how. Anyways, let's go ahead and bypass that. I thought you were going to say Diana Taurasi. You know? Oh. I told you. Me and her, we have something to work out. Right. We got beef. You know? Like that's, well, we don't got beef, but she victimized me, all right? And I'm still scarred.
She listens to the show, too.
And man, I hope so, man. You know, she grabbed my booty in a party one time.
Russia. She's back Shout in out. Russia. The season about to start, or already
Yo,
did.
And this was fact. One time at a frat party, Diana Taurasi grabbed my booty, and I turned around, and she looked at me and was like, yeah. I said, no, all right? I actually felt victimized, all right?
And then she got that contract, and you were like, yo.
I was looking for her. But anyways, so we have those major players. We got those major. What are you showing? What is that?
You eating all them Reese's right now.
Man,
so I'm
get
showing
that
them
out of here.
Showing them this Reese's cake.
I need that Reese's all right, cake.
Anyways, so
that look good,
bomb. Adidas. Adidas currently has Derrick Rose, Damian Lillard, James Harden, Andrew Wiggins, Kyle Lowry, Harrison Barnes, Jeff Teague, Serge Ibaka, Ricky Rubio, Tim Duncan, your Candace Parkers, and you have your Under Armour that is currently, from what all I know, is a Steph Curry, who is the greatest basketball player playing right now.
That's all you got to say.
And then your Jordan Brand, you have your Russell Westbrooks, you have your Kawhi Leonard, you have your Andrew Drummonds. You got your
Andre Drummond.
Excuse me. Carmelo Anthony, Chris Paul, Blake Griffins, LaMarcus Aldridge, Joe Johnson, Jimmy Butler, Greg Monroe, Victor Oladipo, and Maya Moore. So
the only person you have for Under Armour is Steph.
Who else is wearing Under Armour?
That matters.
Yeah, that matters.
The golfer.
No. He's on the list.
He's talking about basketball.
I'm talking about basketball right now. So strictly basketball. Is anybody in either one of these brands going to make an impact to carry the brand?
No.
For basketball? Nobody?
Not current. Kobe will carry.
There's not Nike. A.
But we can't. Well, I'm no longer counting anybody retired. I'm not counting actual Jordan. I'm
not
counting Kobe.
There's not a single person who's being paid by a shoe manufacturer right now where the shoe manufacturer is making money on their sponsorship,
no.
Period.
And
all
I don't,
these brands are losing money. But they don't care because it's a drop in the bucket compared to what they make just from sales of everything else.
I could not imagine. And I could be wrong because we're only, I mean, this is Steph's, like, second great year. But I couldn't imagine people lining up for an Under Armour Stephen Curry shoot.
It's never going to happen.
Never going to happen. But will other athletes, so this is the thing, will other athletes come out of college, come out of anywhere and say, and actually make Under Armour a major player?
Well, it's one of those things where, like, Cal, for example, Cal just signed with Under Armour, college basketball. I think the whole program did, but last year from Nike, I think they were getting $600,000 or something like that from Under Armour. Their new contract is $3.5 million annually. Sorry, $600,000 I think annually, and now $3.5 million, and that's just cash in addition to all the product. So that's six times as much money going from Nike to Under Armour. Part of the reason is Under Armour's got to pay more to get your services.
True.
No one's going to sign with Under Armour if Nike's paying you the same thing or something close. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's like any brand coming up, you got to pay the cost to be the boss.
So, y'all still feel Nike is dominant when it comes to basketball? Nike's dominant brand is basketball.
Let me ask you this. If you were coming out of college in any sport.
It's different.
No, I'm just saying, if you were coming out of college in any sport and all four companies will throw Reebok in there. So Reebok, Adidas, Under Armour, Nike give you the $20 million a year. Who are you picking? It's $20 million no matter which one of the companies. Just based off brand alone, who are you going with?
It's always going to be Nike.
Well, always.
And see, that's who you guys will go with?
100%.
That's
I'm going with Nike.
Always going to be Nike.
But you know why we would go with Nike? Because it was just brought up before. We're all 80s. Like,
that's true.
I couldn't deter from it. Like, if you look at it right now, a Nike isn't making, like, the most attractive stuff right now. Not to me, as far as sneakers basketball-wise. Not to me.
Yeah, they are. Right.
Like, what?
We're talking about Kobe 10.
I'm not talking about Kobe. We're not talking about Kobe's gone.
That's a Nike shoe.
You're right. But Kobe's gone. I'm talking about the current roster right now. Would you look at a current roster and say, man, you guys got Kyrie Irving. You have Anthony Davis.
You're talking about wearable shoes on the court, though. I'm not talking about performance.
I don't know about wearable shoes on the court. I don't know about that.
Like, that's what you just said.
I'm saying, like, who would you sign with?
It's always going to be Nike. Because when you think of...
You said they're not making... good, like, aesthetically pleasing shoes for the brand, like,
for the
Nike
eye.
Basketball brand. Yeah, they are. Kobe 11 is the best basketball shoe on the market.
We're
going
to act like Kobe's are gone. All okay. Right? I'm talking about the current roster. Can they carry basketball to say we're like, you're coming out of college. You're like, wow, you guys got Anthony Davis. You got Kyrie Irving.
That's a part of a roster I want to see. Buying an Anthony Davis shoe?
There's no such thing.
Okay, well, there will be.
There's a PE.
Is that what you're asking?
Will there be? There's not going to be.
I doubt it.
There's not going to be. That's the problem with a Nike roster. There's only three people on this list that I just said who have an actual signature shoe from Nike. That's it. There's only three.
But there's like no. There's less people.
Oh, so
on
you're not
Adidas.
Including Kobe. There's four.
Well, based on this list,
anybody
three,
retire, I'm not going to include.
Yeah, Jordan's retired a long time ago.
I'm not going to say Jordan's. Yeah, but I'm not going to include Jordan.
But they're not going to stop making Kobe's.
They might not, but I'm talking about if I'm a Ben Simmons, like we talked about last week, if I'm a Ben Simmons.
I think he already signed with Nike, by the way.
Of course he did, which is ridiculous because you see him everywhere wearing Yeezys. Like,
that's true.
What does Adidas make basketball-wise that you want to wear? Crazy Light Low? Maybe that's it. What do you want to wear on the court from Adidas? Nothing. There's nothing.
Listen, not so, like you said, Ben Simmons has already signed with the Nike. Is that a smart move?
$100 million on whose part? On Nike's part, from financial standpoint, no, because they're not going to recoup the $100 million. But again, it's not about that.
What's it about?
From whose perspective? From the company perspective, this look, and I, you know, this is someone who hopefully at some point we can get on the show. But Matt Powell and a lot of people in the sneaker business don't like him. I shouldn't say sneaker business. Sneaker collectors don't like him because he's blunt about a lot of their favorite dudes. Like, he'll tell you straight up, Kanye West may be an influence to sneakerheads. He is not an influencer in a commercial sense, period, because they're not making a million pairs of Kanye shoes. They're not making a million sweaters. They're not making a – so, in other words, we need to have him on the show. But he gets the real statistics from these companies about the production numbers, how many they're selling, what they're making. And he said this on Twitter many times, no company outside of Michael Jordan, obviously, because Nike made more money in the first 4 months that Jordan 1 released than they thought they were going to make in the entire life of his contract. Outside of Michael Jordan, none of these companies are recouping what they're paying these athletes. Now, this is just from a sneaker perspective. If you talk about Tiger Woods or something like that, maybe right. With golf clubs and shirts and everything else, maybe he has made Nike money. None of these other dudes are. It doesn't matter if it's Ben Simmons, LeBron Jr., whenever he gets to whatever his name is, when he gets to the league.
Whatever his name is.
I don't know if it's LeBron the second. I don't know if he has a different name.
LeBron part two.
But
so none of you guys see Adidas becoming a major player in basketball?
Never. For Adidas?
That's a different question.
Never. I mean, never.
It depends what their next – they need to make a Boost shoe that's the equivalent of the Ultra Boost, and then, yes, they will.
You know what? Even
they
if
have
they,
plenty of Boost basketball shoes.
Even if they make
nothing
a Boost –
that's like that.
It's Nike. The name is always going to be synonymous with the best when it comes to basketball. The Adidas is never taking over Nike. As long as Jordan's alive, Jordan's always connected to Nike. Even though, you know, I know they're separate entities – they're always connected somehow. LeBron is always going to be connected to Nike. Kobe's always going to be connected to Nike. There's no way Adidas is ever, in my opinion, taking over Nike.
In basketball.
In basketball.
Or at all.
I think in general, because like he said with Tiger Woods, like I can attest to the fact that Tiger Woods is the only, I mean, made Nike millions. People are paying $130 for a polo, $200 for some pants, $90 for a belt. You know what I'm saying? Nike is always going to be over Adidas when it comes to.
But doesn't that like cater to like a general, a different public? Like the people you're talking about buying these $130 polos, they're not the ones
it's
out
not
there
sneaker
copying.
Collectors.
Well, yeah. I'm just talking about as far as golf. In general, I think Nike is all. Everyone always wants Nike first. Nike is always going to be synonymous with everything at the top when it comes to basketball, when it comes to football. I mean, look, they just overtook Adidas for NBA jerseys. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. They're always going to be, in my opinion, number one. I don't see them. I mean, that personally, I don't see them coming over Adidas or Adidas coming over Nike anytime soon.
The only market they beat Nike in right now is soccer, and that makes sense because soccer is
clearly
on a global scale a lot bigger than any other sport.
And besides that,
Adidas made the first, I imagine, maybe not the first, but they were. Adidas has been around a lot longer than Nike has.
Who currently has the strongest roster as far as Adidas?
All sports?
Adidas basketball, Nike basketball.
Are you talking about basketball only or all
basketball
sports?
Basketball only.
Well, of course Nike does.
Nike does?
Are you talking about LeBron like putting James, are you talking about putting a 5-on-5 or something
like
that?
I was going to say.
If
like,
you do, then Jordan brand is probably number one.
Yeah, I was going to say. Are you talking about?
I would say a Jordan brand.
But that's
athlete-wise?
Also Nike. Phil Knight's eating off Jordan brand.
I mean,
so.
It is. But which is why I didn't want to even include Jordan brand on the list. Because
you have to because you got to talk about those players.
Yeah. I mean.
Chris Paul is the best point. I know. Okay. Steph. Let's take Steph out of the equation because he's not necessarily a pure point guard. I don't know what his assist numbers were, but I'm, you know, probably 7-8 a game, something like that. Chris Paul is the best pure point guard in the NBA, hands down, period, every single year for the last 5-6 years.
Over Westbrook?
Westbrook's not a pure point guard, though.
You can look at – I'm not talking about the basic number, like counting stats, like points
Chris
and all that
Paul
kind of stuff. I'm talking
is the
about,
best leader – point guard.
If you're going
strictly I'm talking about point guard advanced game. Statistics. Chris Paul and Westbrook are not even close. They're not even in the same stratosphere. Chris Paul's the best, period.
Did Westbrook play point guard at UCLA?
I mean, combo guard.
Combo?
Yeah, more.
Because wasn't he there at the same time as Collison? I think Collison was running point then.
I'd have to go back and
I
look.
Think
I'm
so.
Sure he
but
was.
But he's not a natural
Farmar
point guard.
Farmar was there too.
That's right, Jordan
Kevin
Farmar.
Love. They had good players.
So, as an athlete, fresh out of college, nobody else with regards to basketball would even jump in your mind besides Nike.
No, Adidas would be a close second.
If I was going to sign with someone?
Adidas would?
It depends.
Why not Under Armour?
It depends. See, okay, now here's another thing that you should consider is look at Steph. All the injuries he had with his ankles, shins, whatever else, feet. You need to – I can't speak for Ben Simmons. I don't know if he just was like, oh, Nike, give me $100 million. I'm going to sign with them. He may have tried on – four different shoes, made sure – because you got to remember, when an NBA player gets a sneaker, they get insoles that are molded to their foot. They get
– I'm not even like necessarily talking about performance-wise.
No. It's not even – it's not about that, though. It's about injuries. Like if you – like Andre Drummond, for example, he can't wear certain shoes on the court because his foot is too wide. He plays in dub zeros. You know how heavy dub zeros are?
He does.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
And if you think about it, too, like, Under Armour is new to the basketball world. Like, when you think Under Armour, you think, you know, training, working out, you know, lifting, things like that. You don't necessarily think basketball.
The Rock.
That's what, exactly. So when you think basketball,
which we'll talk about.
You think Nike, you think Adidas, you think Reebok. Not even necessarily Reebok. You think Nike, you think Adidas. So I don't see Under Armour anytime soon. No matter how good Curry is, no matter how many MVPs he grabs, right? You think basketball, you think Nike. Firsthand, all the time. You think the commercials.
You don't think
the
winners?
Under Armour is going to sign more guys. There's no doubt about that.
They may
that.
Sign more
they're
guys.
They're
going
to sign more guys. I mean, that's what Steph Curry is doing for him, but they're going to have to pay more, which is what I said earlier. Depending on how medically or physiology-wise a shoe fits your foot, you know, Curry, obviously, Under Armour did wonders for him. They keep him on the court. Nike couldn't keep him on the court. So he has said he owes everything to Under Armour for being able to play and do all this stuff.
Have you been watching the playoffs? lately or no? You have?
Keeping up with it. Why?
Because he hasn't been on the court for all the games. So.
Okay. Well, that had nothing to do with an Under Armour shoe. Hey, that was a knee injury, not a.
It wasn't before that.
Not a foot injury.
But before that, it was an ankle.
To the question, though, if you're a young kid fresh out of college and you're met with four opportunities, do you really think you're going to even think about Under Armour over Nike? Honestly, even let's say 5 years down the road, they sign four or five incredible players and every single one of them get a ring. Are you still personally going to say, well, Under Armour had four people.
My favorite basketball shoe is a Kobe basketball shoe. So that's I would sign with Nike if they could give me something similar to Kobe. But
exactly. But to that question, that's me personally. To answer it, you're always going to say Nike. I think everybody's always going to say, because Nike is established. Granted, Adidas has been here longer, but Nike is –
Well, is
basketball, is life, is football, is baseball, is basketball.
you have to remember, though, like I said, these guys are – everything is based upon their health, you know, with legs and feet and hands and whatnot.
Yeah.
The shoe makes a big difference. So maybe I should take a step back. So watching YouTube videos and whatnot about stuff that goes on in locker rooms and – what the equipment manager is in charge of, that kind of thing, you see what goes into the fit for the right shoe for some of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone's the same. If you're talking about cultural-wise, obviously Nike owns a market share in everything.
Yeah.
So Nike is on a pedestal for most guys compared to whatever. You see how many kids go to Nike schools because they can wear Jordans on the court. You go to an Adidas school, an Under Armour school, you can't do that. So – but it becomes a business decision when you go from college to the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean business from a money standpoint. I mean, can you stay on the court? Can you get a second shoe deal? The first shoe deal, unless you're getting $100 million like Ben Simmons, probably doesn't matter for most guys. You're talking about the top 1/10 of 1% or whatever it works out to who get that $100 million deal.
Yeah.
So then we all agree Nike, as far as basketball, is just supreme.
Supreme. I mean, Adidas – could be there, but Adidas to me invests in the wrong athletes. I mean,
it's hard to say that though.
But out of the guys that they have on their roster, the two guys that had shoes, like actual shoes with their names on it, are Derrick Rose and John Wall, who just left.
And what happened?
Dwight Howard too.
Damian
Lillard.
He's popular now because Rose got hurt and is terrible, and Dwight Howard's not wearing him anymore. Lillard wasn't, you know.
But I mean, if they had a nice, like, James Harden shoe with Boost technology and a Wiggins shoe instead of them just wearing the crazy lights with their emblem on it, I think, like, they would sell a lot better.
See, I think the problem with Adidas is when it comes to basketball, like, getting a Wiggins and things like that is a great sign. The problem is that you're getting players, you're grabbing players that are on teams that always have lottery picks.
I don't think the problem is the player. The problem is the product. They don't. What does Adidas have that makes anyone want to buy or wear from a basketball standpoint?
Derrick Rose at one point was the number one player.
The shoe.
And look what happened.
Not the technology. The Boost technology is incredible. They don't have a shoe that anyone wants to wear.
Well, like you said, what they need is they need a basketball shoe that incorporates Boosts and the.
It needs to be on the cultural level with the Ultra Boost.
I don't know if you can. I mean, obviously, we don't know if you can do that. I honestly couldn't even imagine cutting left and right wearing a full-length Ultra Boost.
No, I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying something that's aesthetically as pleasing in basketball as an Ultra Boost is running.
Last night, I wore the Crazy Lights to play in, the ones with the Prime Knit upper. It was more comfortable than my Jordan 29, which the Jordan 29 was the most comfortable shoe I'd had since the Kobe 8. I mean, it was a great shoe. It was really comfortable, and it was, like, amazing to play in, but, you know, it's a shoe that I bought for $40.
I think the problem with people is they look at it as, like, oh, man, Nike is just tight. Nike is going to give me something tight.
Because that's where we're at right now. Yeah. It's not about the
I think that
the shoe
sucks.
Yeah, it is. But
it does suck. But, I mean, look at who's designing for Nike as opposed to, like, you know, what Adidas has been designing. I mean, Nike has a history of having great products. And all these kids, I mean, like Ben Simmons probably grew up playing in Nike.
Who are we talking about right now? Are you talking about kids that were, like, going to sign with schools or
anybody?
I mean, just coming out of college.
Well, it doesn't matter for some people.
Coming
some people,
out of college,
that's
current rosters.
True. I mean, it's obviously there are people who love Nike and don't care.
So then we'll agree. So then could we agree
but if you're
that winning
about,
doesn't matter?
It doesn't.
Because nobody on Nike's roster is winning.
It doesn't matter.
Nobody.
Winning doesn't matter as far as what.
Okay, now, a Kyrie is where he might be Nike-wise because strictly because of LeBron is there. I don't think Kyrie would have a signature shoe if LeBron wasn't there at all.
He didn't
because
have a
signature. Because that D-Wade contract with that wow, whatever, he makes $100 million too, all right? I don't think it would have popped off like that if LeBron was never in Miami like that.
Because Kyrie before was wearing, what, Hyper Revs?
He was wearing, like, just whatever.
Yeah, whatever Nike, yeah. But, no, I agree. I would agree that.
And then you have, like, a Chris Bosh who's going to be out.
You saying winning doesn't matter to Nike? Is that what you're saying?
No, no, I mean, like, to the brand. Coming. Like, the company itself and, like, an athlete who wants to join.
Well, yeah, in general, because, look, they keep giving Kevin Durant a shoe, and he doesn't have a ring yet.
True.
Are you talking about from the company's perspective?
Talking from the company perspective.
Oh, okay. You're not
like, do you guys ever see like a Kevin Durant winning a ring?
No.
Absolutely.
You do?
They might win one this year, one.
That's actually a fact. We'll hold off on that.
But if not,
they might win one. They're up 3-2 against the Spurs.
I
want to
come back for that one.
No one thought they would win last night.
I didn't. Back for that. I didn't think they were going to win last night in San Antonio.
He might win one this year. I doubt it. And we already made our NBA picks, so you guys know who I think is going to win.
I thought San Antonio was going to win the series and
wash them last night.
Six. I did too. Maybe.
Okay, so then do you see...
But he can leave and go to Golden State, to San Antonio, to Cleveland, to wherever. And obviously, they're be front runners for the championship.
You think Anthony Davis gets a ring?
I do, because I think at one point he will be... Now, it'll be tough with Steph.
His contract is like 10 years.
I think Anthony Davis, at one point, we will say he is the best player in the NBA.
Yeah, he needs to come to Phoenix first.
Ooh, you think so?
Mm-hmm.
I think he has that potential in his show. The problem is he can't stay healthy.
The only person I think who could keep him from being the best player in the NBA is Karl Anthony Towns because
he's going to be good.
Incredible as a rookie.
But the problem with Karl Anthony Towns is he's in Minnesota, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota can't seem to get anything together. That's another discussion.
Minnesota's going to figure it out real soon.
They need an actual veteran coach to figure it out. All right, so basketball-wise, we're going to agree. Nike is dominating sneaker-wise, endorsement-wise, basketball-wise.
I agree.
All right, football. Football's a hard one, all right?
Football's a super hard one.
There's not a Jordan in football. This is the thing when it comes to shoes. Kids who grow up, say there are three big circuits in AAU right now in basketball. Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. Typically, depending on how the relationship is with you, your coach, whoever, to that shoe company, you're going to go to a school that also wears that brand. That's just how AAU and college basketball is working right now. Because kids would love Nike, they want to wear Jordans on the court when they go to college.
I plan on it.
That's part of the allure of going to a Nike school is being able to wear Jordans. But in football, it's different because you could find a Jordan cleat somewhere. But you can't go to like Syracuse and put Jordan 5 on and play football like you could in basketball. So in football, it's different. The companies are on much more level playing field because there's no Michael Jordan in the NFL or in football history, whatever you want to call it.
I mean, that's true. I mean, I think of a Jordan cleat. When I think of a Jordan cleat first, I think of baseball, to be honest with you. But you do have your Jordan cleat athletes. You have your Dez Bryants.
Yeah.
You have your Earl Thomas. Gosh, who else is on here? You have your
Woodson, Seawood. He was
Andre
the first
Johnson.
One.
Who?
Seawood.
Oh,
Charles Woodson
was the first one
to do it.
Him, Randy Moss. Like the original Jordan cleat wearers back in the day.
Dion was wearing Jordan cleats first.
No, he wasn't.
Dion had his own deal.
Dion had his own shoe.
Dion wore...
He may have
Jordan 11 cleats, Dion wore...
He may have had a custom, but
wore those when he, like, signed with the Ravens. He had a cleat in, like, fourth grade when I was in fourth grade.
No, but I'm saying, like, Dion was, like, the first football athlete I remember wearing Jordans.
Randy Moss.
Yeah, I was thinking retros, yes.
Donovan McNabb, yeah. Randy Moss.
Seawood was in the league before
Charles
both
Woodson.
Those guys.
No, they were, like, the original Jordan football athletes.
Yeah.
And all three of them are great athletes, all right? All three, McNabb included, all right? Might be the greatest Philadelphia quarterback ever. Now, he didn't win a Super Bowl, but he might be their best quarterback ever. Disrespected, all right? Now, he's obviously a drunk, but he's a good guy. Anyways,
ooh.
All right.
McNabb.
McNabb is a good person.
I know he's a good person. I used to talk to him when he used to come work out at Phoenix College. I know McNabb. He's a friend of mine. Actually, he's not. So, but I do, I've talked to him many times. All right, I could talk to him watching a movie.
Most
at Harkins.
People are probably indifferent on Donovan, man.
Which is, I don't, okay, that's another topic for another day. So, football wise, you have Adidas, you got your Aaron Rodgers, your Ryan Tannehills, your DeMarco Murrays. I don't think Adidas even has a try in football, like as far as like professional wise, sponsor wise.
If you ask me,
on defense,
Under Armour's got it in football.
Under Armour has it in football.
Click clap.
As far as I'm concerned,
they got the reigning MVP and they got Tom Brady. I don't know what.
Yeah, but the problem is that, like, okay, this is how I put up with Adidas. When I think of Adidas right now, I think of Adidas as just like they're just cool. Like mm-hmm. Adidas is just cool now. Like they're like the leader of just being
in
cool. All right.
Well,
for the most part,
yes, it's because
for the most part.
It's, but yeah, but you're talking again about runners. You're talking about it's not like that in basketball and football. You're talking about culturally, what's aesthetically pleasing from a fashion and streetwear standpoint. Kanye, Pharrell,
right.
and Ultra Boost and NMD. Absolutely, cool. Those things are blowing out stores. But when you're talking about sports, that's,
yeah, when you're talking
story.
About performance, like I said before, I don't see Adidas ever overtaking Nike. I just don't, performance-wise. Again, like we said, cultural, I get it.
Right.
But performance-wise, I don't see Adidas taking over Nike. I just don't. And it's not because I'm a Nike lover. It's just I honestly don't see it. See just Adidas saying, okay, you know what? We're number one now. Because, again, with football, Nike's got football jerseys, you know? So
right.
it's I just don't see when you have Adidas or NFL, you say Adidas first. You're going to say Nike. You're going to.
I mean, yes, I guess.
For the
I don't
part.
Think when you're talking about football, I don't think it's like I said. It's a level playing field. I don't think it's that.
So you don't think Nike athletes
obvious.
In football are like? I mean, we're talking about some great athletes.
What do you mean,
Calvin Johnson?
I mean, they have Calvin Johnson's retired.
Okay. What do you mean?
I mean,
explain
like
what you're saying.
Josh Gordon.
Let's say if I'm coming out of college, like I was surprised at the wide receiver out of Cleveland, Adidas signed to Adidas. Shaq Lawson, assigned to Adidas. I had no idea. But then Jordan Brand has Jalen Ramsey and homeboy Corey Coleman. Who was that? Is that the wide receiver?
Browns.
Yeah,
Browns?
First Browns
okay.
wide
receiver. Wide receiver of the Browns. So like,
Joe Hayden
Jordan?
Yep.
Dookie.
He's like officially Jordan?
Yep.
Joe Hayden isn't Dookie.
You must not have watched him play last year.
Well,
he was hurt half of last year.
He was awful last year.
He was hurt.
It was really
he
last
was
year.
Awful.
Right. Well,
okay.
Either way, okay. You got Dez Bryant. You have
their roster is very good in football.
Their roster is very good. And Under Armour has a Julio Jones, a Brandon Marshall, a Randall Cobb, who was awful last year. Actually, maybe not awful. Randall Cobb should have been better. A Julio Jones might be the best wide
All
receiver.
All Green Bay's receivers were awful last year.
Right.
One who got injured was their number one guy, and then James. They had to bring James Jones in.
The Raiders are going 2-14.
But then
year.
You say like an Under Armour.
Boing.
You look at an Under Armour as a leader because they have Tom Brady
yeah,
and they have Cam Newton.
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton just brings the cool to Under Armour. He's just cool.
The funniest part is the shoes that he wear actually suck. All right.
Well, the
they
cleats. I don't know what shoe wise he.
No,
I mean, the cleats are fine. They're just high.
They're
like
terrible.
Yeah.
I don't really know if you could have a terrible cleat. Like it's a cleat.
It's a cleat.
Like
they're terrible.
I mean, what's a good cleat? Like, what's a cleat? Like
Jordan
I mean, I don't
four
know. People
softball
go,
cleat.
People go crazy for like what Dez Bryant
cleat.
Wears. So I mean.
Yeah, but see, having
there's
a basketball shoe turn
still,
into a cleat.
There's still an aesthetic part. Why do you think he buys Jordan cleats? I mean, you
okay,
bought Jordan.
You have Jordan cleats.
I right. have a pair of one
yes.
pair, not multiple like
well,
him.
Ryan has home, away, and alternate. Right.
He
yes.
owned multiples probably before he just went and bought those
That's
four.
Probably
so true. We can put him in a different category. But there still is an aesthetic with Jordan cleats. I don't think there's an aesthetic with Nike cleats or anything like that. When you talk about cultural.
If you're talking about football, no. Soccer, Jordan cleats are, I mean, Nike cleats are awesome. All right.
Yes.
You know, I mean, sure. So are
I mean,
Adidas cleats, though.
When like with what? Calvin's cleats, over half, like half the league was wearing Calvin's cleats when he had his cleats. All the Nike athletes wore Calvin cleats.
I don't know about
yeah,
that.
I don't know about
Larry
that.
Larry Fitzgerald. I never seen Larry Fitzgerald wear Calvin cleats.
A lot of people wore Calvin cleats.
But see, when I look at a Nike roster as far as football, that. I look at like a Ben Roethlisberger, who is great. I look at, he's a cool cat. Now, he has a little, obviously, a little side stuff that's a problem.
He has issues.
But, like, if I'm a football player, I look at, like, what's cool. Like, I just do. And Aaron Rodgers, I don't think I had any idea Aaron Rodgers was with Packers. I mean, with Adidas. I don't think I had any idea. like at all. I think State Farm.
Well, there aren't very many football commercials. You got to keep that in mind. Or if there are, that's like combined. Like Nike started to do a lot of stuff where they have like Ronaldo kick the ball to like, and then it turns into a football, and someone catches it, and then someone throws a football, and it turns into a basketball, and someone shoots it.
Well, think about it too. How many football players? How many football players actually have personality? You know, like a Deion Sanders, or you know, just back in the day. Like the only one that's got personality is what's Odell? He's, you know what I'm saying? He's rocking with Drake. He's got the crazy hair. He's doing. How many football players actually have a standout personality?
And that's a good point. Why does a Victor Cruz have a signature shoe that is kind of winning a little bit? Why him? Because he doesn't play football.
He's always been involved in fashion and whatnot. But he did play football very well for years.
But Deion's are probably what I could think of. I mean, I guess if you want to say Bo Jackson's, I guess. But I don't, Bo Jackson's was just a strictly trainer. When I think of a first football shoe, I think of Deion's, okay? I think of that as the
Veers.
Well, that came out after Deion's, though. Veers came out when I was in, like,
it might be the best football shoe of all time.
Okay, you hate Veers. I
have
Veers.
Football, okay, as a, yes, because you're talking about sneaker. You're not talking about a football cleat.
I'm talking about
when
sneakers.
Those first came out as a cleat,
you
fire.
Were.
Right. Yes, I wore him to school. Yes.
You wore him to school.
Semple had him. He definitely had him.
Clacking down the hallway.
Fire.
So
best cleat ever, maybe.
But see, that's the thing when you think of like football. Like, does it even matter who's on a football roster for Adidas or anybody? Because they're not getting a shoe.
I just told you. The only one that matters from an aesthetic standpoint are the guys with Jordan brand. Everyone wants what Dez Bryant wears.
Yep.
Even the players want that stuff.
That's true.
But Jordan doesn't sign them.
I will say that. So I think we might have to sit there and say Jordan might be the best aesthetic-wise, Jordan-wise. And they might have the best athletes.
And, I mean, I don't know if there is a performance
I don't think so either. I don't
factor
know.
Factor in football.
I wouldn't know.
Like, and, yeah, we, it's not like we've ever tested anything. But like a basketball shoe. Okay. Like a basketball shoe, I don't know if there is a performance issue. Because, obviously, wearing Jordan 6 lows on the field are doing nothing for Des Bryant, all right? There is not a performance thing in that shoe. It's just aesthetic. And
it's just the Jordan 6 on top of cleats.
Yes, all the – well, it's a low, but yeah. But all the cleats that skill guys are wearing are all low anyway. So there's no –
that's true.
You know, there's – I don't – now, if Adidas puts Boost in a cleat, then we might be talking about something different.
They
have
Boost in cleats, just not football yet. That's how I know.
I mean, yeah, well, yeah, Nike's done lunar baseball cleats. I don't know if they've done lunar football cleats.
Right. Well, I think we could safely say that Jordan might have the best aesthetic-wise. I think if I was a college athlete coming out and Jordan wanted me to sign, I would definitely sign. So I think, like, Jalen Ramsey and homeboy wide receiver out of Cleveland Brown made the right decision. It really doesn't matter who you sign with the cleat-wise. It's just what looks the best. Nobody's out there copping cleats. And if they grab a signature shoe – awesome. But like we said, there's a few other sports. Soccer, I think we could agree. Adidas is like dominating soccer. We agree with that.
Absolutely.
Now, when you think of like tennis, I think Nike is dominating tennis. You got Roger Federer. You got Serena Williams. That's just
the only.
That's all you got to say.
That's all you got to say.
The only exclusive shoes you can think of, or the only, you know, you guys don't like when I use PE, but the only model. What's the terminology for
that? Federer?
Well, I'm just saying where someone has their own model. What's that? What's the terminology?
Signature's name?
Yeah, there you go.
Signature,
the only signature.
Roger Federer and the three he made,
Well, I mean, Serena's got one. Federer's got one. And then Nadal had one.
And then you got the Agassi throwback. The Agassi, that alone right there.
And McEnroe, too, had that trainer way back in the day.
You guys had that in the Nike store, that McEnroe. There's the original one in that glass box.
So I'd say Nike hands down.
So I think they're dominating that.
But what about Stan Smith?
Oh, Djokovic is with Adidas.
Stan Smith?
There are iconic old tennis shoes.
Rod Laver.
Rod Lavers were flames in the back in the day. I used to wear those.
Rod Lavers are still flames.
Okay, you pick up a Rod Laver next time you see it, and it weighs more than your body.
Yeah,
right?
But I ain't jumping nowhere, so it don't matter. I'm just walking down the street.
Go pick one up.
I don't understand what were you doing in Rod Lavers. Like, it doesn't matter how heavy they are.
I wasn't doing anything.
So that you can still
wear them. He was doing
CrossFit. You're walking around wearing a Jordan 4, you can wear a Rod Laver.
Okay, go pick a Rod Laver up.
All right. Trust me. Must have picked up, like, CrossFit version. He must have been weighted. Yes. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
It was a steel toe rod later.
Yeah, you got the steel toe. All right, so we can agree on those sports.
You don't even do cardio. It doesn't matter what you wear.
That's all true. Right.
It looks like you haven't been doing cardio either in a while, so you need to chill out. You're bringing a lot of Coke and candy in here.
And didn't even share.
I be at the gym every day.
And didn't even share.
Oh, he brought a bag of candy, a bag of Halloween candy, and a bag of Coca-Cola. We worried about you. Golf. Not the most popular topic. I love golf.
Tiger Woods.
Not even a question. Tiger Woods, Nike.
Yes, but he doesn't exist anymore.
Doesn't matter.
But you're talking about Under Armour.
I don't know.
Who has
if you ask
winners.
Me, if you ask me, the best golf shoe that has probably ever is that new Rory McIlroy shoe that came out.
You have that?
No, I didn't buy it. Too expensive. But that shoe is super dope. No.
How you know that, huh?
How do you
what
know?
Do you mean? I'm
you
talking
mean
about
visually?
Aesthetics, yes.
You played 18
I don't know
in
about
it?
That, man.
What?
Those Boost ones that we saw at Adidas are pretty nice.
Yeah, those Dustin Johnson's, yeah, those are nice.
Now, who has the best roster of golfers?
Under Armour.
Under Armour has the best roster of golfers.
If one guy, Spieth, makes that done for me. I wonder who, I don't see him anywhere on here, but the hottest golfer in the last, pause, by the way, in the last year and a half is probably Jason Day. And I don't see him on here, so I don't know if Jason Day doesn't have a shoe.
He might be Adidas.
Deal or.
He's on Adidas.
Actually, he is
right
Adidas.
Here.
All
Adidas.
Right, so maybe Adidas is better then because they have.
But they got Dustin Johnson. They got Mike
DJ
Weir.
And Jason Day right there. That top two is probably the best top two.
I think
those
I'm
are two of the top three golfers in the world right now, and Spieth is the other one.
Yeah. So who you give golf to?
Well, I guess McIlroy's up there too.
Who golf goes to?
Nike.
Oh, man.
I'm
to sleep.
If you're talking about all time, it's Nike because of Tiger. But right now, who has the best players?
Who has the best players on
Adidas.
Golf? Adidas?
They have two of the top four.
I guess so.
Nike's got one and Under Armour's got one. But all Spieth right. is my favorite golfer of all of them, so I'm partial to Under Armour.
And then we have...
And Don doesn't
obviously.
Care,
Don's like,
I'm just pouring my Grey Goose over
let
here.
Let me get this Grey Goose this golf.
Yes, sir.
All right, so obviously I think we're going to agree that as far as like NCAA... football and basketball as far as like
Nike.
Sponsorship. Nike dominates. I mean, if you have the big 10, however many that is, you got your LSUs, your Oklahomas, your Alabamas, your Clemson, you got USC. Your Florida States, your Florida Gators, your USCs, you're going to dominate. I mean, they're
one thing that is interesting, though, is Michigan just signed a deal to be the first
Jordan
brand football team. So
which
I think
be
that's going to be pretty cool.
Because
and I wonder if Charles Woodson had anything to do with that because I see a natural
that's a
connection.
Good point.
There.
That's a good point. Let me tell you something. Their uniforms come out there looking nice. Michigan has the most, I would say, if I had to think of a which we might have to do,
there's a lot of them,
a
though,
top
like
uniform.
There's a lot
Michigan
of,
is a classic uniform.
Well, yeah, but right. So is Alabama. So is USC.
So
there's
is
a
USC.
Lot of like not busy uniforms
OSU.
That are just like two colors.
OSU.
Penn State. I mean, same
Penn
kind of
State.
Thing. There's a lot of teams that have those like just two colors. Like maize
right.
and blue, Alabama crimson and white.
But well, you
Penn
can't,
State blue and white,
well,
navy
you,
and white. You know what
you
I mean?
You can't like, tell me that a Jordan.
You see the helmets too. You know exactly what it is.
I mean, you got a Harbaugh there
that
right now.
It's gonna look dope.
You got a Harbaugh there right now.
I can't stand when schools sign with Adidas, man. It disgusts me.
Why?
Because their product is inferior.
Based off of what?
What do you mean based off
well,
of
how is a jersey inferior?
I'm not talking about the clothing. I'm talking about if you're talking about basketball, Adidas basketball is inferior.
Okay, their
right
warm-up jackets might be whack compared to like a Nike.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about sneakers.
I don't know, man. I have to play in them.
You must have your eyes clouded by Kanye right now or something because
nah.
You've been on this
hey,
Adidas
man.
Kick.
Adidas is cool, all right?
Yes.
You know what? I'm focused
their
more
their runners are,
okay,
all right?
Now, okay. No. We can all agree. Okay, you know what? We have list of like celebrity endorsements, all right?
Yeah.
Adidas is the clear leader in cool.
Yes.
Okay.
But every single one of those shoes are runners for the most part.
No.
Well, with the exception
Big
of like,
Sean.
Well, I was going to say, with the exception
two
of
chains,
Big Sean's.
Two chains.
Yeah, but you ain't hooping in that.
I don't care about hooping. I'm just talking about
who
cool.
Said hooping?
We're not talking about hooping. We're talking about cool.
He
cool.
said runners, and you said no.
So you
else.
Don't think a Kanye could attract anybody athletic wise to
no.
Adidas?
What
no.
Do you,
nobody?
What do you mean?
No.
Like, you don't
you
think,
like,
can
he bring
you think,
the top
you think if Adidas said,
year?
Kanye, hey, go sit down with Ben Simmons and have a chat.
And bring him these Yeezys.
Well, we'll see. They got a chance to sign the other guy who actually might be the number one pick from Duke. So we'll see.
Ingram.
Ingram might sign with Nike too. And now, then there's a what
Nike,
do you say?
Now a future was featured in a Nike commercial recently. All right, which could mean something is on the horizon. Now, does a Drake bring over?
Yeah, but even though Future is like really well known in the fashion world and whatnot, and known for being like one of the best dressed MCs out there, he doesn't have the like. Just one example, I got that, whatever the Drake concert that's coming out is, the Views concert right. or whatever. So if you have American Express, they sent the thing that's like you could buy tickets early before yeah. they go on sale to the public.
$300
for a ticket, I'm good.
I looked at the Drake meet and greet thing where you get, I'm assuming, meet him, hang out with him, whatever, and get a backstage pass or whatever was $1,100 for yeah. one ticket.
How many you cop?
Futures.
No,
was,
how many you cop?
Futures was like 500, right?
Yeah, Futures was 475.
Yeah.
So to you're meet
talking
him?
About, hold on. You're talking about Drake's was 1,100.
Yes, in an interview, and you get to interview him.
Drake's was 1,100. Futures was 475. That's a big difference.
I saw this package for like, yeah.
Drake's regular tickets, Greg's like there was another now. Level that was more expensive than Futures meet and greet.
Okay. It's not just a meet and greet. You get a bunch of like little things.
My point, is
like
just
what?
That the Future level Nikes? Of those – The levels of those two guys is not close to being the same.
Not
like,
even close.
You're saying Future might have a Nike thing. Like, I still want to know who's paying supposedly Wonder Boy, Future Boy. What's his name? What, Soulja Boy. What?
That 400 million.
I think it's fake.
You what
said
is
it was fake.
That?
You said it was fake.
I did.
What is that?
He hasn't confirmed it yet.
I saw
it
on Twitter it was fake.
Hey, let me tell you this, though.
I saw it on Complex.
Who's paying him $400 million?
But
and to do what?
What?
I have no idea.
Well,
I
Now, I will say.
To turn his swag on.
Okay, but. Nobody can deny Soulja's production, his beats, his producing.
For like,
what
does that,
but
like, what
not
does that
for
do
400
for,
million.
For like yeah, 6 months. What does months? That do for a brand? That does nothing.
Soulja Boy's beats were hot for 6 months.
I mean,
LeBron's deal is not even.
I'll give him like 2 months.
Know, man. Soulja Boy
LeBron's
beats
deal
are hot.
Is not even
so Soulja Boy had I Got Me Some Bathing Apes, and then it went from that to.
And he's one of the
man song,
and he's
and
one of the
it.
Worst dressed people in the industry. Period.
Well, that was during the time, though. I won't say the worst dressed. I mean, during the time when
worst
six,
dressed. Period.
Six X
Jim Jones
were popping.
Number 1B.
Who?
Hey, what about
you
Jordan?
You know who? Jim Jones.
What about Jordan?
No, Jim Jones is an innovator in dressing. All right, he right now it looks crazy.
He showed you how to wear True Religions 8 years
facts,
ago. Congratulations.
All
right. And a white beard.
And he's still wearing them in 2016.
Hey, he showed all hip hop.
Wide legs.
He showed hip hop. He showed hip hop how to wear True Religion.
True Religion. White.
Ed Hardy.
In 2016.
Christian Audigier.
He's still wearing all that.
Belt buckles correctly. The chain from the belt, but he showed hip hop how to dress.
Yeah, but he stuck with it too
and
long.
And he still wears it.
No, you're right. Right now, he looks crazy. All right. But he's an innovator.
Awful.
He's a staple.
Awful. All
right.
Take it
now,
easy.
Now, Soulja Boy, he doesn't dress how we would dress. Okay. He wears just like, Soulja Boy is one of those cats that just wears
awful.
Expensive stuff. He's just wearing like
no,
the
Gucci
most expensive
belt.
Stuff.
Okay.
Louis belt.
No,
but
no, no.
He looks crazy.
If you
That's
wanted
the
to
problem.
Say that. If you wanted to say that, then you would say, like, your best example for that or just wearing, like, expensive stuff is 2 Chainz. Because he
That's
makes the stuff fitted. It looks
I'll
right. It's not sloppy. Soulja Boy's sloppy, and then he wears, like, a shoe that's probably 12 sizes too big for him, and the pants go in the shoe. That's not dope on
that.
No level.
Then I agree with you.
That is true.
Well, you win this battle.
Do you remember Soulja Boy's shoe?
Which one?
Yums.
Yums. Awful. All right.
Terrible.
But he collected a check.
So terrible. He did.
And the shoes that he has now has lights in them. They're
See,
like
I didn't even
lights.
Know he had shoes.
It's a shoe now. It has lights in them or whatever. So either way, as far as
Adidas wins.
Okay, celebrity wise. I mean, you got Rihanna. You got
You don't
Rita
even
Ora.
Need to say anyone's name besides Kanye. I mean, you could say Pharrell
that's
too,
true.
But that's it. That's
you could say Pusha T.
But Pusha did good.
Pusha did good.
That first model was popular.
Well, see, okay, this is the thing. The
who
problem
knows who Pusha T is besides people who listen to hip hop, though? People know Kanye.
People know Pusha.
Everybody knows Pusha. They might not buy his stuff, but Pusha, we might have to do top 10 rappers at one point because Pusha is in
okay,
the
well,
top 10.
Well, none of the
10.
People we've named is on that list.
Okay, 2 Chainz is in top 10 rappers. But if you want to say top 10 coolest rappers,
okay.
2 Chainz might be number 3.
No one All we've right. listed it being
2
top
Chainz
10 MCs.
Is just a cool person. Big Sean is a cool person.
I have
Whatever
no, I
Big
have
Sean
no
wears,
I have no problem
you're
with
right.
these people.
But can these people help Adidas' athletic division?
No.
You don't think so?
I mean, maybe Kanye can so? Because all the player, like,
I mean, if
the
you,
kids who signed, like, last year,
if,
I don't know.
If you were
year.
Like, hey, you signed with Adidas, you're going to get all the Yeezys. Yeah, maybe
well,
that
they,
would
influence Well, they somebody. Did do that. The kids who signed with Adidas last year in the NFL draft, I think it was last year or maybe it was NBA last year, they got whatever came out, like the 750, just one, though, 750s or whatever.
No, I need them all. You got to give me all, and I'm going.
Maybe they did later on down the line, but this was just something that was
You don't like Yeezys, huh, Don?
No, Yeezys are cool. I like them.
So would that.
But who would take. Listen. Who
so
would
if
take,
a Big Sean came to talk to you.
Absolutely not. Who would take it seriously that Big Sean plays basketball and say, yo.
It doesn't matter if he plays
no,
basketball.
But no, listen. If Big Sean says, hey, boy, oh, God, I got a Yeezy 350 that I can play basketball in. You should play this too. No one's going to take Big Sean seriously. I would take 2 Chainz seriously because he's 6 foot plus and has played basketball.
Well, yeah, he can hoop.
Big Sean doesn't look like he can hoop at all.
I'll tell you what.
All.
If I was in college.
Well, Big Sean isn't even big.
If I was in college.
He's medium Sean.
No, I would not take that seriously.
He's smaller than you, Sean, probably.
But well, no, I met him. He's a little bit. He's skinnier than me.
That's a skinny
He's a little bit taller than me.
That's a skinny ass dude.
But Big Sean, to me, is the number one most underrated rapper now.
Okay, well, that's a different conversation.
Different conversation.
If I'm coming out of college.
And I disagree, by the
if
way.
If I'm coming out of
you're
college
different,
and James Harden and Kanye come to my house, they take me to In-N-Out Burger.
No. James Harden can come. He can come. I think of James Harden.
He's getting $200 million from Adidas to do what?
And look what. You're right. And see, that's the problem that I have with like Adidas. I think Adidas has quality athletes in bad markets. I don't care what an Aaron Rodgers is wearing, but if let's say a Cam Newton was in, let's say a Cam Newton was in Green Bay, Cam Newton is just cool. Cam Newton out there dabbing in the snow would be tight. All right, you can't say it wouldn't be tight.
What's the difference though?
Because I think a Cam Newton does help an Adidas Under Armour football just off the basis of like youth.
I agree with the Cam Newton point. Now, I'm saying what's the difference between Carolina and Green Bay?
Like, I mean, yeah, but like you can make good out of bad. Andrew Wiggins in a Minnesota, you're going to have to work hard to make somebody pay attention to you and make me say, hey, man, let me go sign with Adidas. You have to use your celebrity at Adidas to get athletes. You have to say, hey, Kanye, you know what? I'm going to need you to go to Louisiana and talk to Ben Simons.
Yeah,
you should. Ben Simmons.
But...
Now, Under Armour, you have to say, hey, Steph Curry, I need you to
you
go talk.
Pay.
Yeah, but like, is pay? I guess pay is going to be always
it
king.
Depends what
money
you're
is going
to
always be king.
It depends what you're talking about.
Money's going to be king. I don't think it matters.
Maybe Under Armour offered Ben Simmons 125 or 200 or whatever.
True.
We'll never know.
Well, I think we could agree because if Kevin Durant turned down, what was it? They were going to build his mom a community center and give him like ownership stake, I think.
That's
and
actually,
like a
that,
grip of
that's
money.
That's something we probably should have talked about a while ago in this conversation is what, you know, why. Because that's relevant to this and maybe the best point. What happened to him? Why didn't he take Under Armour's deal? Why didn't unless they showed him the shoe? Hey,
it's
this
not
is
cool.
Going to be the KD, and he was put it on and was like, "This is trash."
Don't
that's
care.
The only thing I can
that much
of.
Money.
But
don't
see,
care.
That's the problem. Okay,
you could
have
given me. I would have played in Crocs for
okay.
the contract.
Yeah,
that
but see, you're thinking. Okay, George
well,
is thinking.
You just said you played
okay,
in Jordan 29.
George is
so.
Thinking. Jordan 29 is very comfortable. They
very
they're
comfortable.
Ugly though.
It's
they're
probably
ugly.
One of the
they're
best
ugly.
Basketball
okay.
shoes.
Okay, no, no, no. Now see, but see, George is talking performance, and you're talking looks. See, you would go with an Under Armour if it looks tight.
No, I'd go with Under Armour if they
if
gave
it
me
looks
money.
Tight.
I think no. I'm talking like.
Okay, no.
Mother.
Okay, let's switch it. You go with Adidas. If Kanye came to you and said, "Ryan Simple, yo, you the number one point guard in the state. You make a clean jump shot. You worship Steve Nash. We want you to sign with us." You would be like, "Yes, Kanye. Where's the paper at? Facts." It wouldn't matter to you if
he
Kanye
might,
came to your
he
house.
He might do something else to
okay.
Kanye too. No,
Como, whoa, now whoa. If Kanye came to your house, George, it wouldn't matter to you. It doesn't matter to you. You don't look at people like that. You're not, like, enthralled in, like, the celebrity of,
well,
like...
Well, it's different
no.
when you grow up in L.A.
If I was
you see people
the number one point
like,
guard...
Oh, there's some.
I'm signing with Lee Ning.
Yeah!
Okay.
I'm signing with Lee Ning.
This conversation's over.
I was just saying. On to the next one.
On that. Well, you know what? Another thing, which is funny, because I added in movies into this list. Now, I only added in movies and TV in this list as, like, product production, because there are certain shoes that... have made an impact due to their thing in the movie. Now,
He Got Game.
He Got Game became the name of a Jordan sneaker because it was featured in He Got Game.
Same with Space Jam.
Many, yeah,
same with
mean,
the Space Jam.
Two, like,
so would you guys say Nike as far as product placement, is the best.
Well, I think again, I think it's
Back to
one
the
of
future
those
Bruins and
it's
Mags.
One of those things where you just Nike is more recognizable than anything else. Adidas is probably recognizable, but if someone sees a Puma or a ASIC or a I guess Under Armour now kind of is, but even still, they don't have the. You gotta remember when you have conversations like these. Not everyone collects sneakers for a living, so they don't.
Exactly.
People aren't familiar with a lot of this shit that we're talking about. You know what I mean? This is a specific audience. So,
I'll tell you, if you've seen Back to the Future and a television, you know what an Air Mag is.
Yep.
You
these
have
are
a
facts.
Nike.
Yes.
What I'm saying. If it was like Reebok or an ASIC, somebody might not know.
Well,
that's what we're talking
Alien
about.
Alien Reeboks
placement.
Appeared in Aliens. The Nike, problem is Nike when you watch Alien, you didn't realize Reebok like, Aliens was in there.
They look like shin guards.
And they sold out. They sold out this week. They sold out this week.
They look like umpire.
Okay.
And then
so,
they had
I think
what
we
are those
agree.
Ones that you had? You have Minority Report.
Yo, them joints is fire, dude. Them joints are 500 at Barney's, all right?
DMX runs.
Yo, them
whatever.
DMX Minority Report. Those are specifically made for Tom Cruise.
I'll show you the door on those.
All right. Those are fire flames, all right?
Hey, wear them next week.
You said that's the most comfortable shoe ever, and you bought a bunch of them, and then you never wore them.
Okay, first of all.
Am I not right or not right?
Okay.
Not right.
I didn't say you're wrong. DMX Reeboks were the number one most comfortable sneaker on earth.
False, but that's all right.
Facts. Then Adidas came with Ultra Boost.
No.
Don,
Nike
I'm
released
telling
at
you,
least three
no,
things that are
Lunar
more
was always number two still to DMX to
no,
me.
No, it wasn't.
Popularity-wise, obviously, it's going to dominate, but it's like if you actually put on a Reebok DMX,
so what
it
is,
was more comfortable.
But it's not even only Lunar with the technology that's in the Roshe
no,
Run, too.
Air technology, it's like a foam bottom and a knit top. Like, it isn't like...
You said, you also said a Boost was a foam, and it's
okay,
not.
The technology
like
in a Roshe Run, a technology in a Roshe Run is just a Lunar insole, right?
For the most part, it was the Lunar insole, and then it was the actual sock liner itself, or it had like a little massager on the bottom of your foot. So like when you walk, it was almost like it was massaging. So there is a little more technology than just a basic midsole.
Don, get some Boost. All right.
Hey, listen, you asked me.
Get some Boost.
I'm going to get some Boost for you.
You have to get
some
Boost.
I'm
going to
get some Boost for you, I promise.
I promise.
You and Jim Malloy are the last two people in Arizona.
I rock with Jim. I rock with what Jim is saying. But I'll get some Boost for you, I promise.
You have to get some
Boost.
You
need to talk to your boy Semple over here because he's on some Air Force One train recently.
My man.
What's going on with that?
I'm with that. We're going to talk about when the top 10 come through.
I got those because they were $20.
Okay, Air Force Ones.
All right, let's go. Let's talk about it.
Okay, anyway, so we're going to agree that probably who do you guys feel is on the rise? Who do you feel is on the rise up?
Under Armour, obviously.
Okay, so you feel Under Armour is Adidas is just not in the competition right now for that.
They
or
are
Jordan
they
Brand.
They are from a lifestyle perspective but not a sporting
perspective. Okay. Not sporting.
But Nike is still on top athletic wise.
Yes, Nike's on top of everything. Normal.
Right. Yep.
All right, we can agree with that.